This podcast is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Melissa and Stephanie, and we made it through this year's sales tax due date.
Hooray! Everybody can sit back and take a deep breath.
Exactly. And we appreciate so much everyone's feedback and questions they submitted on our survey. And really, when we went through them, we had four overwhelming questions that were being asked. Do I need a sales tax permit? How do I apply for a sales tax permit? Buying an existing business? And how do I close my sales tax permit?
Those are great questions. Okay, Melissa, let's start reviewing. Number one, how does someone even know if they need a sales tax permit?
That's a great question, Steph. Texas tax code imposes sales tax on the sale of tangible personal property in 17 broad categories of taxable services. If you ever wondered what we actually define as tangible personal property, it's anything that can be seen, weighed, measured, felt, or touched, or that is perceptible to the senses in any manner. Kind of sounds like everything, right, Steph?
It sure does.
A lot of times, you can find the information that you're looking for regarding your taxable services on our website, and our publications are probably the best resource to start off with, in my opinion. But you can always call our taxpayer services line at 800-252-5555 for help, or even submit a question to our tax.help@cpa.texas.gov. for assistance in determining if your service or what you're selling is taxable.
Alrighty. Well, let's say I do provide a taxable service such as landscaping. So I need a sales tax permit. How do I apply?
Steph, the easiest and fastest way for you to apply for a sales tax permit is going to be online.
Well, now, if you apply online, how long will it take for me to be set up with a taxpayer number and get my sales tax permit?
Actually, it wouldn't take but a second for you to get set up once you finish the application. The system will automatically generate you a taxpayer number and that nice sales tax permit. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I do, the one that I should display at my business.
Yep, and it's real colorful. That one will be actually mailed to you within a couple of weeks.
All right. Now, another question was about buying an existing business. So say someone is buying a business. Can they just start operating under that person's sales tax permit?
No. And this is always a question coming in. You must apply for your own sales tax permit. Also, keep in mind, make sure you submit a request for a certificate of no tax due if you're buying a business.
What's a certificate of no tax due?
If you're buying an existing business, you want to find out if the owner owes any Texas taxes. If you fail to do this step, as the purchaser, you could be held liable for any past due taxes, fees, and interest. The best way for you to get some information, read up on this, check out our publication 98-117, Buying an Existing Business. This will definitely help you out and get you started in the right direction.
Oh, that's great information. So let's just recap. We talked about if I need a sales tax permit, how to apply if I do need one, and then what to do if I buy someone else's business. What about if I have several stores and I want to close only one of the locations? Do I close down my whole permit?
No, Steph. Easiest way to do this is through our online system. On our sales tax homepage, you would choose the option, close one or more locations. You can also do this over the phone with our account maintenance division. Their phone number is 512-463-3601. But remember, just like our online system and over the phone, to close down a permit, you will need to verify confidential information and verify who you are. You can do this by providing information from your last sales tax report. It really just depends, and they'll ask you at that time.
Okay, so instead of closing down just one of my locations, what if I want to go out of business? How do I close my business?
Same process, Steph. You can definitely do this through our website, online, close one or more locations, and just close all your locations, basically. Or you can contact account maintenance again at 512-463-3601. And just like before, they're going to ask you for confidential information.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. That's it for our questions coming in. And that also concludes our sales tax reporting segment for the first quarter of 2018.
Thanks, Steph. If you would like to hear information on specific tax topics, please complete the survey at the bottom of the Tax Policy Videos webpage and let us know what you would like to hear. We thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. Keep checking out our Tax Policy Videos webpage for quarterly webinars and our next podcast segment. Have a great day.